our heroes ever escapes your stupid room? Will we ever update on a regular schedule? Find out in Not Enough Dragons!
Back at it again
with the Dunkin' Donuts.
Mr. Donuts, call me Duncan.
All right, so
Mr. Donuts is my father.
Do you want to go over the clues you guys have so far?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, I wish you still had that list.
I know. I'm really upset about that, but
so you can write them down as I say them. I'm just gonna try to remember them because these notes are garbage. So
wait. That note that we have says we always read together. So.
Symmetry right through.
What are you saying?
Oh, he's trying He's trying to put the names together.
We're trying to figure it out.
It was in Elvish, so I'm assuming it has to do with Semri.
But we always read together. I'm assuming that all the names are read together at once.
Oh. Semri Tyrage, right?
You said,
oh. When I fucking GM this note, what the fuck is happening?
Retrioni. Symmetry.
Oh, I made this too hard.
No, we're just idiots. It's fine.
No. Just for...
Symmetry?
No, this is a dead end.
Okay, we're not gonna get anywhere.
You are onto something, but that's a dead end.
But it could be. Well, I wasn't thinking about that. I was talking about the two books.
We always read together.
Oh. Are there any more books in the bookshelf that he knocked over?
She said we found all the clues we needed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we have to read all the notes together. Remember, it's like their names.
Wait. Okay. Can I read the book with writing to the book that doesn't have writing on it?
Can you read
it out loud? Do it. Do that.
What part are you gonna read?
The sex part.
Turns it on.
Nothing happens.
Fuck!
Maybe the title?
But now everyone's...
Forever and Always?
Everyone's strangely aroused now.
I'm aroused. Forever and Always?
Forever and Always. Say that to it. Nothing?
Fucking Ratrio.
Fucking Ratrio. Read chapter 69. I'm kidding.
Hey, you guys, did you, figure out what to do with those, numbers on the floor?
No, what do you think we have to do, Mystery?
I don't know.
It's mysterious.
It is mysterious. I get it. You're cute.
Steamy in here.
So, anyway, I don't know. I was thinking, oh my god, is that Forever and Always? I love that book.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Go to page 77.
No, go to page...
How long is the book?
How big is this one?
It can't be 7,000.
Pages.
It's not 7,000 pages.
Is it a certain page?
Can I go to page 77?
You can.
I'm going to go to page 77.
Okay, when you go to page 77, you notice that the entire section that you're looking at is in a language you do not know. I don't know what language.
Hey,
I'm going to say ancient Elvish.
Okay.
Should I use my spell? I'll understand
it. Let's investigate a little bit more.
Yeah, can
okay,
I...
Okay, let's go to page 34, the other
Yeah,
book.
Let's go... I mean, the whole book's blank, right?
Is the whole book blank?
The whole book is blank.
Can I go to page 34 in this book?
You can.
I'm going to do that. It's just regular... Okay. It's page 77 of this book.
Wait, what was it about page 77?
It's all in ancient Elvish.
Ancient Elvish, like you wouldn't
understand it.
Is there any words I could pick out, though? Because they would have similarities...
It's like extinct Elvish. It's like Latin.
So what's 34?
It's Elvish Latin.
Hey,
the 34th word.
34th word?
Yes.
Okay, it could be like the Bible. It could be the 77th page or the 34th word or the 77th word.
Go look at the 34th word of this
so
page.
You have a 34th word.
Yes.
It is something you do not understand.
Cool.
But
but it jumps
out.
Like,
what
sticks
out to you?
Okay, I'm gonna. I don't really have a highlighter, do I? Just keep my finger there.
Does it sound like Cemetery Retro?
No. Would we be able to read it out loud despite not knowing what it
yes.
says?
Okay. You would. You can kind of sound it out.
Yeah,
on, Joshua.
Yeah, Joshua, look at that.
So, are you going to read the 34th word?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. You say the word out loud, and the book with the blank pages is closed, but you hear the sigh.
Open that shit back up.
I open it.
Okay, to where?
Page 34.
Do you just, like, scroll through
it?
Yeah, just, like...
Through it.
Okay, so you scroll through it until you see something. You see the word never. In English, common tongue.
So it's translating it. It's translating.
Oh, so
ooh.
Try reading all
try, yeah, try reading the 34... Yeah, just try reading the whole page.
The whole line, then, I guess?
Even
the 34th
you,
line?
Yeah, the 34th
line. Even
though
you don't understand it.
Yeah, just read it out, because it'll close that
okay,
book again.
So you read the 34th line out loud.
Yes.
Okay. Some more words appear in the sign book.
Mm-hmm.
And the words, the phrase is, I never harmed my husband.
Shit.
I'm already gonna kill him.
But we're assuming.
But we never thought that Summary.
Walton
we're assuming that Ty and Summary were married, but maybe.
Maybe he was like.
Maybe he was like the affair.
Yeah. Wait, so we were assuming that Semri and Ty were together, that they were married.
And she was going to kill Ratrio so that she could marry Ty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and then Ty was like, no, 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 that's a bad idea.
So you're saying that Ratrio and Semri were together?
I'm saying Ratrio and Semri were married,
yeah.
Not in love, but they're married. And she fell in love with Ty on the side, and she was plotting to kill her husband, but she never did it.
Well,
she
well,
never
she
did it.
The glass stained window.
She could have been trying to kill. She could have tried to be Ty.
Yeah, because like, the glass stained window showed her hugging Ty.
Like, yeah, but like this could be an affair.
No, I'm with you that it was probably an affair.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It says I never killed him. That doesn't mean that she.
I never harmed him.
Because the poem said my husband.
I never killed
husband
her
and wife home. Together forever, and the rat was the bad guy. The rat
yeah,
was separating them.
Yeah, because he. Fuck. You're
which
right.
means that
yeah,
Ty and Samiri had to be together.
That's cool, though. I was honestly thinking maybe I should change it.
Me making Lindsay rethink everything
yeah,
as I came up with.
Like, should I change it?
I came up with a really cool plot line that
really
never
cool.
happened. I had a moment that was stupid. I'm really sorry.
No, that was awesome.
That was cool.
That was a good moment.
Damn
it. It just was incorrect.
That awesome.
It was misguided.
That would have been
my bad. Heart was in the right place.
She said, I never hurt my husband.
I never hurt my husband, so she never hurt Ty.
Okay,
which,
so...
I mean...
Does that mean that Ratria... I mean, I already assumed that Ratria
I know,
killed him.
A very helpful
killed
clue, is it?
Them.
So, but, I mean...
Can we check the 34th page?
Yeah, the book. Of the blank one?
No. Of the, the
we tried that already. It was
that.
Normal.
Right.
Even with the 77th word?
Yeah, it's just like a random sentence.
Did you need to try reading the whole page? Would that do anything?
Can I read out the whole page?
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing happened.
It still just says I never harmed my husband. Cool.
Yep.
Can I
close the damn book. I want to hear a scream.
And you hear a scream, and then you see something start to appear before you.
Is it a ghost?
Looking at
is it a
me.
Ghost?
You see
Walton
like
is looking at me.
Look an up. Image of a woman's face. And it slowly appears before you and gradually becomes a woman. And it is, you can see through her. It's clearly
it's
a ghost.
Ghost.
And it is, and she says, what are you doing?
Spooky.
This is her last moments.
Spooky.
You speak Elvish,
she's
talk to her.
She's just looking at you.
Oh,
you speak
is
Elvish.
Is she speaking Elvish?
She is speaking Elvish.
You talk to her.
You speak, talk to her.
Say, why are you here?
Who are you?
What
so,
are you
are
saying?
You?
Yeah, I'm saying.
No, say who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
My name is Semri.
What happened to you?
What happened to me? I messed up.
Shit.
What did you do?
I made a mistake. And things got confusing. And mistakes were made. And why do you care?
So then I tried
ask,
to...
Ask her where Ty and Ratchet are.
No, ask her where Ty is. She doesn't want to talk about Ratchet.
Where's Ty?
Okay, ask about Watrio.
Where is Watrio?
Watrio.
I don't know.
Has it really been an hour and a half since the... The fucking singing's coming in again.
I know. It's been a while.
Actually, it works, though.
Yeah, this is scary.
Oh, it does.
So, say that I, she said, I don't know. Say, are you alive?
Clearly, no.
She knows. She's aware.
Did you kill someone? Ask her that.
Did you kill someone?
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
What's the last
Were you murdered?
Took, guess.
I don't think
20
so.
Questions of a ghost.
Huh? Did you commit suicide?
Did you commit suicide?
No. Why should I trust you? Who are you people?
So I have to do a, what, a charisma check? Like,
yeah, I guess it'd be persuasion.
Persuasion? What's my persuasion? My persuasion is plus 4. So.
Goddamn.
Is that a d20?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, do you have to decide to do something? Like, just to get her to keep talking?
Just persuade her to trust us.
To trust,
yeah,
to trust us. 8 plus 4.
12.
12.
12. Not enough. Can I try again?
Not enough.
No.
Can I try?
But I'm the only one who can speak to her, so what does she do?
She can speak common.
I mean, her husband...
Alright, then I'll... Who's more persuasive, you?
She's just speaking Elvish right now.
I have a plus 5 to persuasion, my guy.
Is there a reason she's speaking Elvish?
One, so
it's
just her first language.
Okay. I'm gonna tell her that we're not here to hurt her.
I can understand you.
Okay. I'm not here
and
to...
And now I'm speaking common tongue.
Okay, cool. We're not here to hurt you. I was gonna roll a persuasion thing, but...
No, you should roll persuasion. I can just understand you.
Okay, chill. That's an 18 plus 5, my guy. That's a 23.
That is A-okay.
Persuaded. You got her in bed, bitch.
Oh my god, your fucking phone is, like, recording me.
Semri?
Hello. I am Semri.
Siri.
Semri.
Okay, wait, what? So you
Yeah, I'm just... We're not here to hurt you. We're just trying to figure out what happened here.
Why? Why do you need to know?
To get out of here.
You're trapped here?
Yes.
So am I.
Maybe if we figure out what happened to you, your soul can finally be at peace.
Maybe. I have some vague memories.
Yeah?
Of some things that happened. I know... Music, oh my god. I know this
I'm
cat
yelling.
Is cute. I know, there is something... About this book that they don't want you to know.
Who's that?
Who's they?
I don't know. There's something about this book. My husband and I, we used to read together all the time. We were so, so happy. Ty and I. And Ratriel was in love with me, too. I hated him. He was disgusting. He never said anything good about anyone. He just wanted to marry me for my wealth. But I was in love with someone else. I was clearly married to someone else. Cat, oh my god. And, I would never do anything to hurt my husband. Is there barking, or is that coming from outside?
From outside.
Okay. I would never do anything to hurt my husband. That is what I know.
Say, why do you say that?
Because I remember that night at dinner, something awful happened.
Can't
I like
do
it.
Can't
Were
you
like
accused
it.
Of something?
I was not accused of something.
Did somebody get sick?
I think we all got sick.
Was it...
All of you, including Ratriel?
I think so. I can't really remember.
I pull out the wine bottle and I show it to her and I ask, did you drink this that night?
We did.
Ah, shit.
Is that the last thing you remember?
Yes.
Assuming she drank the poison.
So, they all drank the poison.
But obviously, Ty and Ratchet, someone stabbed each other.
What if she just starts singing?
No, stop. I'm already spooked as it is.
It's spooky.
I'm already spooked. So, you all drank the wine?
Yes. Do you have any idea who could have poisoned it?
I don't want to talk about it.
Alright.
Is there any way to convince her?
What can you
persuade her again?
What can you tell us? What do you remember?
I can tell you that I can help you open the other door in this room.
The
yes, please.
Door?
Oh, no, not that.
The other door.
In this room.
The wine cellar?
The wine cellar. There's something important there that you should know if you want to solve this mystery.
Alright.
I mean, this is supposed to last like an hour or two. This has been like four.
Lindsay over.
It's gonna take 10 minutes.
I thought you guys would figure it out really fast.
You overestimated how smart we are.
No, not even
this,
like,
the thing is, it's not like a video game where you can see everything right in front of you and it's obvious what you can interact with. This, you have to interact with
everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay,
yeah, and then remember what we've interacted
not
with.
Not even just that.
Literally,
like, I just don't really know what to do.
I like, while you were just doing homework, I was just going. I was just like writing down this whole fucking scenario.
Anyway, Semri, can you show us how to get in that door?
I can't. Why don't you take me to that door?
All right.
My soul is attached to this book, so you must bring me with you.
All right.
I take the
book.
But
please don't forget the other book. It's very
important both of them. We'll bring both of them, don't worry.
Okay.
I love books.
I will follow you.
All right, I take her to the door.
Okay, and Mystery's like, ah! What the hell?
We found a fucking ghost!
You guys are good.
Is Mystery gonna die?
She's like, you know, my nausea has actually subsided. I'm fine now.
Okay, good.
I literally, if you guys are worried about the wine, I literally just, like, stuck my finger in it and, like, touched it.
So it's not a very potent poison.
It's good. It's poison?
What? It might not be poison. It might just be, like, a nauseating thing.
I mean, like, I didn't have, like, really much of it. She falls over dead.
But, yeah, you should be fine. You're fine.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna feel better, so I don't really think it's that bad. I think I probably have to, like, drink the whole thing or something.
Maybe. Or like a
not
glass.
Not the whole, like, wine, but, like, a glass.
Like a glass.
Yeah.
But make sure nobody drinks that wine.
Okay.
Can I burn the wine?
Michelangelo, she turns over, he's got, like, wine over his face. I'm just kidding.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, babe.
Anyway,
And so we take Summary to that door.
Okay, and she, earlier, you had tried to open the drawer by just turning it.
Yeah, like the doorknob.
She takes her ghostly hand that should go right through it, but it actually turns it and opens it.
So I'll go kind of open it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. That's creepy. Spooky.
That's spooky.
I say thank you, Semri.
So she says, you're welcome. Be careful.
What's down there?
Just
something we have to see. She's not going to be very specific about it.
I can't go down there with you. I don't want to see.
All right.
What's become of him?
Oh, shit.
It's probably time though.
I am going.
That means Rattray was in the chair.
Yeah.
I am going to go back in my book, and I wish you luck.
All right, we'll leave the book up here.
Thank you.
We can summon her again if we need to talk to her, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But she's pretty much done.
Yeah, okay, so. Okay, we finished.
All right,
let's go down the fucking stairs. Let's go find a body.
Okay.
Let's go find a body.
Oh, you're almost done.
Yeah.
You're like on the home stretch, my guys.
My guys.
Yeah. Okay. So, you go down there. So you see a room, and there's a wine cellar. There's a bunch of wine in there.
Yeah.
Probably worth a lot of money.
Throw this at him. So bad.
Anyway, so you walk down there and you see on the floor, in a very like peaceful position, is a body. It's a skeleton. In fancy men's clothes.
Fancy.
We inspect the body. Do you find anything suspicious?
Nope, there is nothing on the body.
Nothing in the clothes either?
Nope.
No
nothing
blood.
Underneath it?
No blood.
Nothing.
What else is in the room?
Just one.
Nothing on the floor?
Nothing. It's spotless in there.
That's spooky.
Is it lit?
You hear something from somewhere. You hear a sigh.
Oh my god, goddamn sighs. I inspect the sound. I'm very...
It's coming from your asshole. No, I'm just kidding. It's coming from your, like, inventory.
The book.
Okay,
open the book.
Okay. And you hear the sigh and it's getting louder.
Like, close the book.
Look up. And close the book.
Nothing.
I move around with the book. I get closer to the body.
When you get closer to the body, the sigh gets louder.
I put it on the body.
Okay. When you put the book on the body, you die. No, I'm just kidding.
You die.
So you see a face suddenly start to appear, much like Semri appeared.
Mm-hmm.
And he
the face is of a man, and then slowly the whole body comes, and the ghost of someone stands before you.
Does he look like any of the men on the...
Does he have a mustache and
he
a goatee?
He does not.
So this is Ty.
It's retro stare.
What are you
I told
doing
you.
Here?
Who are you? Are you Ty?
Who let you down here?
Your
Semri.
Wife.
Semri? You talked to Semri?
Yes.
I'm so sorry, Semri. Is she still here? Is she alive?
She's like you.
No.
Damn it! I have myself to blame. Who are you people? What are you doing down here?
We were locked down here.
Just be like we're trying to figure out what happened.
We're trying to help you.
Are you really? Or are you trying to steal all of my precious wine?
No.
And all of my priceless artifacts. No one should be able to get in here. You guys had to have been planning something.
Samurai, open the door for us.
I don't believe you.
We can show you.
She doesn't want to come back down here.
Just tell us what happened.
No!
Can we use a persuasion check? Or persuasion? I'm gonna roll. I got a plus four.
I got a plus five, bitch.
Okay, well, if it doesn't work, then
you're useless.
One. God damn it!
That's a natural fail, my guy.
You in your mouth, and he goes, I'm attacking you. So, oh,
fighting?
Shit.
Oh, fuck! We gotta fight a Katie!
You fucking bitch.
That was not a d20.
Oh. I was like, that doesn't look right.
What's
that's
like,
a 17.
17. Oh. That's a 3.
A
17,
3.
3.
Yeah, move your fucking shit.
God, Katie,
I want to be successful! Katie. I want to be skilled! Josh's character is supposed to be very skilled!
Josh was a fucker.
Listen, you yes. always get
this is the role of the
you
guy!
You always get the cute tiefling girl to do the talking. Don't throw my dice around
oh,
like that!
Joshua, where'd it go?
Joshua, I'm supposed to be very skilled, he says.
You can't roll fucking dice.
Roll my fucking dice under the chair. You fucking...
Watson wants it. It's under the chair, like it's.
Huh?
It's right there. It's right there. Just reach. You touch it, wrong side.
No, Katie.
You got it.
God
no,
damn,
roll from there.
Catherine.
To Katie,
Catherine!
Stop trying to hit
it's
it.
An 11.
So throw
okay,
my dice
so
everywhere.
1, 2, 3, right?
Sure.
And then wherever he lands to.
Wow, no one can roll dice on the table.
He got a 6.
Cool.
Do I go first?
No, I go first. I got a 17.
Okay, I
go last.
Didn't hear what the numbers were.
So we're attacking.
I'm just going to make up his stats.
Cool.
Because he's kind of the final boss of this quest.
Mm.
Okay, cool.
So he's going to attack us either way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
See? It's not Joshua's fault.
No, it's your fault.
You got a critical fail, bitch.
You cannot get any.
You got a 1.
It's not my fault.
Sure. That's a 15.
Okay. That...
Allow her to fight.
Is a hit.
All right.
Just barely.
Just a hit. Okay.
Fight. What do you use?
My dagger.
Is all you have?
I mean, I have.
He's a ghost, dude.
I don't have magic.
Okay, fine.
I have a rapier.
Yeah, you're not gonna do anything though. He is a ghost.
No, yeah, it's fine. You'll just have disadvantage. It's fine.
But can he get hit?
Yeah, I mean, without with a physical weapon, that's like not possible. That's all the point.
Yeah, I don't have magic. I mean,
there
I
should
can
be a way.
I have. Thaumaturgy.
What's that?
The music stopped.
Oh, it's Watson's fault.
So,
so
because of my infernal legacy being a tiefling, I know thaumaturgy and I can cast one per day. I don't know if it's an attack roll, though.
Oh, yeah, thaumaturgy is when you can convert things, right?
It doesn't do anything damage.
You can make like, sounds and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
I can make my voice louder. I can make flames change color.
Can you make, like, is
that,
like, the one where you can make sounds?
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay. I'm gonna cast Thaumaturgy.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have Semri's voice say, Ty, stop it.
He says, I know that's you using a spell, tiefling.
Well,
but
fuck!
To hear my wife's voice again is very comforting. He's still pissed at you, though.
Right, is it my turn now?
Yeah.
Can I not stab him? Can I not stab the ghost? Okay.
Crit fail.
Fucking hell! Y'all can't roll!
It was because I hit other dice.
You, like, walk a step toward him and he intimidates you so much you back off.
And you piss your pants.
8.
That's plus what? It's plus something, right? Or is that just AC?
No, that's just AC.
It's just against his
okay.
AC.
So no.
That is a miss. All right,
we're not doing well.
So he is going to attack. What's your name?
Uras.
Uras Dumas.
Dumas.
Uras Dumas. Okay. He's going to try to attack.
I
15.
Have 16.
Oh, so that's a miss.
Bitch. Right.
Roll next.
Shit.
Okay.
13.
It's a 13.
You can't do anything.
I can't do anything anyways. Unless like it's.
Okay, you know what? You can stab him. It will just do like
half.
Not much damage.
Okay, it'll just like half damage or something.
Yeah, half damage. Let's do that.
Okay. Oh yeah, because he's resistant to physical attacks.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Okay.
Okay,
cool. Well, that doesn't hit him anyways.
So, well, it's your turn?
You know, it's
what
your
mean?
Turn. You got
another. Are we doing it this way?
Yeah.
I don't like giving this check.
That's the same.
5!
God, Joshua, you can't do anything.
Oh, no.
I don't want to be that type of character who can't do anything.
16.
That
is a hit.
Alright, I'm going to cast one of my great-ass spells.
Oh,
so I'll do my green flame blade and attack you with my
roll your stuff.
Dragon blade scimitar. So plus 3 damage.
5.
So 8.
8 damage?
Would this be undead?
Wait, do
or...
I hurt? Wait, actually.
Ooh, would he be undead?
It is undead.
Yeah, that would be.
With my green flame blade, do I give it plus 4 because it's a modifier? So 8 plus 4?
Yeah.
So 12.
Yeah,
how much HP do you all have, by the way?
Nine.
I'm just trying
eight,
to talk about what
it
should be.
I have 18.
18. 9. Well, how much HP?
20.
You
have 20?
Yeah.
Okay.
She went.
I am a tiny
by the way,
tiefling girl.
I
literally
just
girl.
Killed you with this one hit.
And you did 8 damage?
12.
Because he gets plus
green,
4 because he
my
casts.
My flame sword.
Can you cast a cantrip and roll an attack?
I mean,
in the same
that's the whole
turn.
Point. It's the same. Yes.
Everything,
like, it right
everything that happens in a round happens in 6
by
seconds.
By the way, I'm resistant to necrotic damage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
So, Joshua, if you can roll a fucking hit.
I am going to attack Katie, or Joshua.
Joshua.
It's 4.
You don't do anything.
No.
My AC is 16, so.
Holy shit.
Mine's 16 too.
So, do you go?
Honestly, only Jason's 13, so she's probably the one to get hit the most.
No, you go.
But you only have 9 health.
Yeah, I only have 9 health. I shouldn't be getting hit. I should be able to dodge roll. Okay, cool. I mean, I'm gonna swipe at him with my dagger again.
Okay.
Swipe or no swipe?
That's a 9.
I miss.
I'm not gonna do it. How do I miss a ghost?
Joshua, you got this.
Come on, Joshua.
Lay a hit. Come on.
Come on, do it.
A 3.
Miss.
Come on. I'm useless in real life. I'm useless in a fantasy game.
Oh, I missed too.
That's a miss.
Wait, okay. There has to be a way around
this. This is really annoying. I'm just looking missing. I just feel like they're too high.
Their AC
I actually
the thing
so
is,
high.
The
I
odds
actually,
are, there's more than 50% chance.
You know what? I think
missing.
I did fuck up. I think when you, because like you see plus 4 to hit. Mm-hmm. I think
that goes
your,
to armor class.
Yeah,
it
goes to
it.
Armor attack.
Oh, that makes sense.
I still wouldn't
what
have
does
hit
that mean
it.
Then?
So it means when
whatever
you roll
you
your
get,
AC, you add whatever, you say
so
which weapon
5.
You're using. And then there should be like a modifier. And it's like
see.
Plus.
But what if you use a spell?
Spells? Oh, is that what that means?
I think that's what the modifier is then.
Oh, so
oh, when it says attack bonus?
Yeah.
Oh, my attack bonus is plus 7.
That's
oh.
ridiculous. That's too much.
I have
calm
plus
down,
seven
Angel.
For
no,
something.
It is. It's a whip. It's plus 7.
Yeah, I have a plus
yes.
7 for my dagger.
Oh my god, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, roll again because that was fucked.
Okay, I have a plus 4. For
so it. I should have hit 8, not 12.
Well, just roll again.
Okay. That's a 19.
Okay,
oh my
well,
god.
Fuck you.
Do it.
That hits.
Actually,
yeah.
not even 19. That's like a 23.
That's
a
clean,
it hits.
It hits.
That's
a it
clean
hits.
Hit.
That's a clean hit. So
a
D4
clean
half
plus.
Damage. Clean half damage.
That was half damage.
Of. It's 2.5.
That's rounded up to 3.
Okay, yeah.
We're not doing fucking decimals. We're
rounded up to 3.
That shit. Alright, Catherine, you got this. Oh, Joshua.
Come on, Joshua.
Does somebody say Joshua?
10.
Plus.
7.
17.
That will do it.
Okay.
So what are you casting?
I'm casting. Oh,
wait, your spell is what you add, not your weapon.
Oh, wait, I think it's like your spellcasting
but...
modifier or whatever
yeah.
you add.
Well, that's plus 4.
Okay,
so
14.
Yeah.
That won't do it.
Oh, come
then
on.
Hit your weapon.
Okay, well then I'll hit it with the weapon then. So then I hit it with a whip.
So it's
a whip.
Half damage, whatever you got. What's that? What dice?
It's 4. 4 plus 5 damage.
That's pretty good.
So what?
So 6, so 3 damage.
Mm-hmm. You guys are whittling him down now.
So we have 8, 3, and 3.
Yeah.
So 6, 14?
Yeah, 14. 14 damage so far.
All right,
so how's he doing?
He's got 12 HP left.
I can end this. So 12. I'm going to use my last spell of the day. So I've used 2 already. So 12, so 16. And I'm going to go ahead and do Firebolt.
Firebolt?
You know what? My attack should have hit you too, because I would have had a modifier, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
You would have.
They should have. You want to roll again?
Well, let me do my turn.
I got to roll again, though.
I guess you should get hit. I'm gonna get killed at 6.
I'm gonna say my fire is gonna be plus 2. Okay.
Okay. Oh, they would have missed. Okay. Well, who are you attacking right now?
I'm attacking you.
So you still would have missed me. Are you gonna attack Katie again? Or she attacked her after
I attacked her earlier.
You gonna attack multiple times?
Well, no, it's just because we're
so 13. She has 16, so you still miss.
Yeah,
still miss.
All right. So I roll. I do fireball, and what is that? 8.
It's an 8.
So what?
So it does 8 damage? 8 fire damage.
8 fire damage.
Mm, strong.
So he has
so
4
if you
left.
Had decided
he's
he was...
He has 4 left then.
He has 4 left.
Okay.
Alright, you attack us.
Who you going for?
I'm gonna go for you.
Okay, cool. That's fear.
13?
Oh,
that hits.
Ooh, that hits.
That hits.
Oh, no. Alright, give me my d4.
Oh, 4.
Oh, thank God.
Huh?
9 hit points.
Now, you fool.
That's not my fault!
It's 1.
1. I get 2, by the way.
So 3. Oh, you get 2?
Yeah, you add them.
2d4.
Oh. So 1 plus 2
3.
Is still 3.
So 3. So I hit you for 3 damage.
Okay, cool.
So you want to die.
That's
about,
fine,
like,
you're
8
fine.
Rounds.
I blow my ghostly air at you, and it fucks you up.
It's a strong gust of wind, and I'm like, ow!
Some of your skin falls
you
off.
You got this.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Yeah.
Where the fuck did the D... There it is.
Is there?
Volume?
Yeah.
That's
an 8 plus 4. That's a 12. It's not going to hit you.
That's
12.
It's my turn.
Not going to
hit.
What is your AC?
15.
19. Hey!
Oh, Joshua!
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Just hit him. Just slap him.
Let me decide.
Backhand that
do.
Bitch.
So I'm using Chromatic Orb.
It should not be this powerful.
I think this is this one.
I don't get to use it often, though, is the thing. Okay, so I roll this 3 times, and then I add it.
I actually have that
this
too.
You're using a spell slot, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is my second spell that I've used.
Okay. Just keep track.
Yeah. Okay. 8 plus...
He's dead.
I'm dead. He goes, <"Bah!" laughs>
And you made fun of me for not being able to do anything.
I have the same spell. Calm down,
but
Joshua.
But I used it.
Before you can put in your last hit, though, he goes, wait.
Okay. Fine. Bless you.
You want to know what happened so badly? I'll tell you.
I gotta lick the goldfish dust off of my fucking fingers first.
He died eating goldfish.
He died as he lived. Eating goldfish. That'd be Lindsay.
It was a mess. What's his name? Ratrio. Ratrio and I were close friends for most of our lives. We had always been good friends until Semri came along, and I immediately fell in love with her. We became close, we married, and I left Ratrio.
What?
As you do.
As you do.
We love. And I basically didn't make enough time for Ratrio anymore. He was also in love with Semri, unbeknownst to me.
He wasn't in love with him.
I was like, Fatimus.
Okay.
I had a feeling he wanted to kill me to be with her, to force her into it. So I discovered he hatched a plan. He was going to kill me with his knife. His lucky knife, I don't know. His dagger's in so much color.
And I pulled it out of my pocket, I'm like, this one?
And butter knife.
That's so funny.
His butter knife.
Do you really? Do you do that?
No, that sounds like a bad idea.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. This one?
You found it. Where did you find it?
In Ratrio's chest.
I put it there.
Chill.
Wow, thanks for ruining the surprise.
What surprise?
There was no surprise!
I wanted to get the suspense, which he was like, I killed him first.
Oh, I didn't kill him.
What?
But I put the knife there.
In his skeleton?
In his chest?
Yeah. In his chest or skeleton?
You stabbed him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was already dead, though.
Chill.
This is what I wanted.
What, do you want more mystery?
Yeah.
Do you really?
You want more mystery? Because she's gonna come in here.
Not more mystery, but just reveal all the shit right now.
No,
yeah, just go. Just keep.
You want to reveal? Because I figured you guys kind of did the whole thing. I was gonna have his ghost like explain everything so you could like have a clear picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't listen to him. Continue.
Are you sure? I can make more mysteries.
No.
Girl,
No. We have got enough mystery for the night.
Okay. It was a horrible, horrible accident. Ratria wanted to kill me, and Semri knew this. Semri knew the entire time. She even wrote to me and said she was going to kill him because she knew what he was going to do, and there was no stopping him. She was going to resort to poison at the dinner, the peace dinner that I had created so that we could all be friends again. And so I told her not to, of course, and I didn't think she would. I thought she would listen to me. So, she brought up a wine from the cellar and left it in the dining room. I poured the glasses for all of us, and I didn't know.
She's so stupid.
Why did she drink it?
I had no idea.
Why did she drink it?
She didn't know.
But didn't she leave the bottle there?
Yeah, but he brought up another one too and mixed them up.
Oh, okay. That's your classic mix-up.
I know, I forgot to mention.
You know that silly little mix-up where everyone ends up dead.
Anyway, this is the Princess Bride.
So, in the chaos, we all knew we were going to die. So, we all went our separate ways. We all scattered into different rooms and waited. I wanted to be with her. Oh, shit.
Where did she die? Where's her body?
She was gonna also be down there. I forgot to mention that. She is also there.
Her corpse?
Her corpse is also there.
Okay.
They died together.
Okay.
I fucked up. Yeah, their bodies are together. I forgot to write that down. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, her
good
body
job.
Was also there. But she didn't want to go down there. Her ghost didn't want to go down there. Or she didn't want to remember how she died. What, Katie?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being like a bitch. Okay. Alright. Anyway. So... basically, yeah, that's kind of how it went. It was an accident, but they were all planning to kill each other, except for Ty. He didn't
want to kill anyone.
All right, I'm waiting for the knife.
Huh?
When did the dagger come into play?
I said good riddance. When we were poisoned, he came at me, bro, and tried to kill me. And I grabbed the knife from him, and he was already dying. I just put him out of his misery.
So what is up with those boxes above the door?
Boxes?
Yeah.
The slots.
We were trapped here by a wizard.
What?
A German wizard.
A German wizard.
This is private property.
A Nazi German wizard.
I've never heard of a German. What is German?
His name's Heinz.
Heinhaus.
I have never heard of this person.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's irrelevant.
It's don't worry.
What boxes? What is going on?
It's a little puzzle.
Where did you find the boxes?
Wait, what do you know about a vial?
A vial?
A silver vial.
With a cork in it.
It has cork in it.
Nothing. All I know is we drank the wine, and we all got sick and died.
Okay.
Cool. And so technically you killed Ratrio.
I suppose I killed all of us.
Because,
yeah.
And what was his motive? He wouldn't have a motive.
What would his motive be?
He was an accident.
The vial's probably where the poison came from.
Duh.
Yeah, it's...
What did you think the vial was
I know,
for?
But
where did you find
fun?
These boxes?
Oh.
that's irrelevant.
It's fine.
That's irrelevant.
No, that's not your box.
It's upstairs above the
stained glass
window.
What stained glass window?
Do you
I guess that's a recent addition, huh?
Where do you think you are?
Hey,
I'm in my home.
I obviously
recognize my home.
How long have you been dead?
I have no idea.
What year do you think
What year did you die?
Gee. I don't know how time works in D&D.
I don't know either.
It's just assume years.
Okay, let's say he says like the 200 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well.
No, 100 years ago.
100
years
ago?
200 years ago is way too long.
Yeah, okay.
The house would be disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still pretty
fucked. It'd still be pretty fucked. But like, it's clear that someone was like kind of renovating it.
I mean, a house from 1917 looks all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But a house from
1817.
It's still...
Even
I'm gonna go 100 years.
Okay. Well.
Should we take him upstairs?
Do you want to come upstairs with us?
Yeah.
Sure, I'd like to see what's changed.
And... Yeah, okay, so we bring the book upstairs.
No problem.
And it's just like, holy fuck! Who the fuck did this to my house?
Can we open Semri's book too?
Let her out.
Yeah.
Improvise.
Improvise a romance scene with yourself, Lindsay.
Yeah, okay, they have a really touching moment. and they kiss.
Oh, gross.
Ghost kiss.
Ghost kiss. I don't need that.
And Joshua looks away.
And they look in
He's a child.
He's like,
not a child, he's 24.
Oh, and they look at you guys, and they're holding hands, and they smile at you. Oh, shit, I forgot a whole plot point.
Oh. You're doing great.
This is her first attempt.
Listen, this is her first campaign. I'm very forgiving. I don't care. This was great so far.
I was gonna do something cool.
What did we miss out?
I forgot.
Is it too late to change it?
Yeah, it is. No, it wouldn't work. My plan assumed you were gonna be a girl.
Why?
Because I would have
done
that thing. You remember that movie with Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
Haunted Mansion.
Oh, assuming so Joshua just looks like the wife?
Yeah.
I mean, Joshua.
I was thinking you were gonna be like a female elf,
but not at all. Yeah.
No, I just assumed you were gonna be. So whatever, it wouldn't have worked anyway.
Wait, I'm confused. What?
No, I was gonna have Ty like confused, like think that you were like
that she was Semri,
and try to like take.
I mean, Joshua looks very feminine,
and that would have been
Kerpika.
And that would have been like the reason that
we
fought you.
Okay.
But whatever, this worked fine because it wouldn't work now anyway. Anyway, so
he's just a really pretty
boy.
So
he smiles at you guys and he says. Are any of you wizards? I saw you using magic earlier.
I have knives, my dude, that's it.
Who here is a wizard?
I'm a sorcerer!
Are you a wizard?
Okay.
You're a wizard?
I'm a wizard.
Like, you know the difference between a wizard and a sorcerer, right?
One was born with powers, one wasn't.
Yeah, the sorcerer was born with powers, wizard had to learn it.
Wizard study.
You hate books!
Well, you guys can figure this out, but, there is something downstairs I'd like you to have as a thank you. For bringing me and my wife back together and helping to give us closure to this horrible
nightmare.
Like,
is it your wand?
In the wine cellar.
Oh, is it his
wand?
Is it
on your body?
Thank you and good night. And he leaves.
Good night.
They both fade into the sky and the books fall to the floor and like crumble.
Let's go check out what
chill.
He wanted to
Let's go downstairs and let's find that fucking wand, I'm assuming.
Is it his wand?
Yeah.
But, so where are you looking?
We're gonna look.
Downstairs
in his wine cellar.
Okay, where?
Oh, on his body, on his clothes.
Okay, you find the wand on his clothes.
Okay. I take it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Said wizard,
funny.
But okay.
Right?
I mean, yeah, you're a sorcerer. Does a sorcerer even need a wand?
But.
Sorcerers can use wands.
That wasn't what I was going to say. We have to put that wand in the box.
Yeah, I know. That's why I took it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use it. I'm going to...
I want this fucking knife, but... But what would the motive be? I tried the knife in the motive.
So he's the guilty party.
We're
going to put
the
wand in whoever the
books are gone now.
I know, yeah.
So, no, remember his motive?
Motive, weapon,
culprit.
So
we put
the wand
as a culprit.
Wand is
does it click?
Does it click?
Are you doing that now?
Yeah.
Yes. You put the wand in for the culprit?
Yeah,
it clicks.
Cool. And then now we need a motive.
And then the door unlocks.
What?
We just don't need
a motive.
Because you didn't have a motive.
There's no motive.
You're so funny.
Oh!
Because it was an accident.
It was an accident!
I was like, I don't know what the fuck to
cool, let's motive. Open that fucking door.
Okay,
let's
we
leave.
Go inside. What happened to the rest of the three of them? Are they just
They're just sitting there.
Just digging around?
Eating more donuts.
Eating more donuts. They ate all the donuts!
Oh. Before you open the door, Shaggy goes, wait!
No.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm gonna burn them.
He says it in common?
In common tongue.
What's up, my dude?
He says, wait.
Yeah.
Those names are a fucking anagram.
Oh, my God.
Fucking!
I knew it!